reconvene for the administrative portion of our meeting. And there's nothing on the consent calendar. So moving into the discussion matters, I move the commission approve and formally adopt the proposed memorandum of understanding between the commission and the Department of Water Resources.
Second.
Okay, so currently, the PSC has a cooperative agreement with the State Water Commission, which is now known as the Department of Water Resources, which gives you a little sign that this goes back a ways. But it's dated April 25, 1984. So, well over 40 years ago. Pursuant to state law, the Department of Water Resources is a member of the advisory committee tasked with assisting the PSC in the technical review of the mining permits that we were just talking about. The Department of Water Resources is responsible for regulating water appropriation, for regulating the construction and modification of dams, dikes, and other devices for water storage, and for regulating drainage. So effective January 1st of 2015, North Dakota Administrative Code was repealed to remove some outdated references, and the repeal created uncertainty as to what level of review is required from the Department of Water Resources on our reclamation projects. So over a number of years, our Reclamation Division has met with Department of Water Resources to draft a new Memorandum of Understanding that would replace the 84 Cooperative Agreement. The proposed MOU is intended to resolve the uncertainty by more clearly defining the respective responsibilities of the Commission and the Department of Water Resources in reviewing surface coal mining permits. It also clarifies the circumstances in which water resources approval is required and those in which certain water-related activities may be addressed through the mine permit review process. And so that kind of clarifies it. I will just add, though, that looking back at the order signed in April of 1984 by Bruce Hagen, the president of the commission, Leo Reinbold, another commissioner, and Dale Sandstrom, the third commissioner that signed on that day. So some interesting history that MOU survived over 40 years. It probably should have only survived a little over 30 years. It's taken us a while to get this put together. But again, thanks to our staff for staying working on it until we reached a good MOU here.
Randy, do you have the history on who signed for the water resource at that point?
Yes, yeah. And it was someone who even I never worked with. I do not know him, and I hope I pronounce it correctly. Vernon Fahy, F-A-H-Y. Did I pronounce that correctly? Okay. He was the state engineer back in 84.
When I read this, I thought it was interesting. I mean, 84 is a good year, for the record. But it must have been good collaboration and understanding, you know, for the two entities to work together and all that. And this is kind of a housekeeping update. So good job on updating it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks, Dave. Okay, the next thing, I don't think there's a motion involved with it, is there?
No, it's just if we're going to do this.
Right, okay. So this is a... an opportunity, I guess, to sign on and recommend a project to the Federal Rail Administration, I guess is how I would explain it. But I'll turn it over to Conrad, unless Commissioner Haugenhofer, did you have anything to say? Or do you want to turn it over to Conrad for an explanation?
Yeah,
Okay.
Did you have anything to say, Commissioner Kringsley?
No, go ahead, Connor. Okay.
So we were reached out by Border Ag and Energy that is requesting a letter of support for a grant application under the Consolidated Rail Infrastructure and Safety Improvement, also known more commonly as the CRISI program. And this would allow them to get some funding to work on developing what they refer to as a modern high-speed agricultural terminal in Botno. Their public partner on this is Botno County. I wanted to bring this before the commission. We've done letters of support in the past like this before. Typically, they sit, they're usually with one of our short line railroads that operates in the state. This is between the county and a co-op elevator. So kind of out of the normal realm of what we've seen for CRISI grants. These are typically funneled more into rail safety initiatives, such as maybe infrastructure replacement, like a bridge, or rail rehab. But this one is more unique, and it's to get funding to do some development work. So this isn't a construction one, but it is an interesting one. I don't know necessarily if it really applies to the FRA's CRISI grant program under the criteria, but my job is not to determine if it meets the criteria. My job is to bring it forward to the commissioners to see if you're interested in discussing this further and supporting it or not. My thoughts on it are it's really outside the realm of a rail safety project. I like to see the rail safety projects being pushed that we can see a, kind of a tangible safety improvement from. But I wanted to leave it before the commission as well for discussion.
Because, Conrad, just to clarify, like if this line is actually built, it would not even fall under our railroad safety
correct.
Program,
this would be correct? A private, okay. private industry okay. track, a loop track, essentially. For a shuttle loading facility.
Is this in somebody's portfolio with rail safety or anything? That who wants to go first or something? Or I've got some comments on it, but
it's my portfolio.
Oh, I got that mixed up when I called on Commissioner Hoffman instead of you.
No, not a problem. But no, if you have comments, go ahead. I just wanted Conrad to come forward to kind of explain it and set the stage a little bit. So,
okay. Well, I will say that I have discomfort with this and not really about the project necessarily. I don't know anything about the project. That's my discomfort with us signing on to it. People have worked hard for decades to establish credibility for this agency. Mm-hmm. And when I look at the letter that they proposed to have assigned, I mean, I'm sure Botno County is a great county. I've never heard anything bad about mismanagement or anything up there. But when we say Botno County is well positioned to serve as the public sponsor, or that Border Ag and Energy, which again, I'm sure they're a fine company, but I don't know much about them. I really don't know anything about them, except I presume they work in the ag and energy sector. That they have a strong record as an agricultural industry leader. If Secretary Duffy or Administrator Fink called me and asked me what I based that on, I wouldn't have anything to say. And I don't know if there is another grain dealer slash processor slash shipper or something up in the area that has maybe been established for decades and does a fine job, and now this would come in and put a big government grant to outcompete them or something. I just don't know enough about this to sign on to it.
I would agree with Commissioner Chrisman and Conrad. You and I talked about this letter, some of my questions on how it came up, if there was a study done to see that this was a need. I just feel like I don't have enough information. If we could get more information, you know, I'm not saying it's off the rails for me right now to support it, but it's not in our jurisdiction. And to support something like this, I'm wondering if there's other avenues like you and I discussed this morning. You have the Upper Great Plains Transportation. that does transportation issues. Maybe this would be a more of a good fit. Being on that committee, I'd be happy, you know, and they're represented, railroads, on this, as maybe that's the venue to take this support through.
Or maybe the Ag Commissioner's office. Yeah. I presume this is...
Right. So, I mean, if there's more information, or maybe they should search out other entities, too, for support.
Yeah, and I had similar thoughts as well. Again, this is obviously the first, I think, letter of support for, like, a Chrissy grant that we've seen. But so, you know, you both have a little more history in this area than I do, as far as what the commission has done. But yes, in talking to Conrad, that's how it sounded as well, is, you know, this is maybe just outside of what we typically focus on. And again, it's not necessarily our role to say, you know, that the application that they're going meets the criteria or not. That's obviously FRA's role. But so it sounds like maybe find another avenue, or whether that's Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute or the Ag Commissioner, and maybe they already have submitted a letter of support. I'm not sure. I don't know if you know Conrad. But
I'm unaware of that, but typically when entities are reaching out for grants such as this, my experience in the past is they're reaching out to multiple entities. We're not the sole letter of support for something like this. So, mm-hmm. But no, I appreciate your taking the time to review it, and I appreciate the discussion on it. And I'll take the comments back, also the recommendations of other different avenues they may pursue if they haven't done that yet.
Do you know how many letters of support they need for this grant?
I'm not too familiar with it. I do know that they usually seek out multiple ones. When they're maybe only required three, they might submit extras. I know that's been in the case of the last letter that we did, I believe was in 23 for Red River Valley and Western for some track rehabilitation. And they had five or six letters that they were seeking, and mm-hmm. that's above the minimum. I know that. So
sure. The Ag Commissioner's on the Upper Great Plains Transportation.
There you go. So all right. Thanks for your time, Commissioner.
Yeah, thank you for bringing this to us, Conrad. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's good to discuss.
And you will notify them that we're declining?
Yes, I'll communicate with them today and let them know, and then pass on the recommendations as well.
Yeah, okay. And if you can kind of explain why, that we just don't have the background in this.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to do it. Thanks, Commissioners.
Okay. And then the last item... I think it is. The last item in the discussion matters, yes. I move the Commission adopt the revised Public Service Commission Policy Manual dated April 29, 2026.
Second.
So our previous executive director worked on this for years, and we had some very outdated policies, like things that didn't even apply anymore and such as that. But it's a hard task to rewrite in general. And, you know, just doing one at a time just seemed like you weren't getting anywhere. And so he wanted a major rewrite and worked hard on it. And yet with changing times, you know, the times change, and so policies need to be updated, laws change, Attorney General's opinions come out, things keep changing, and then you're back to the drawing board on a couple of them, and then you realize there was another one you should have. And so it was a long process to update, you know, decades worth of policies. And then we had an evolution at that position, and Mr. Johnson came in and picked it up. And I know it's been a huge task, and not only for the executive directors, but our whole staff that they consult with and work with to see if this is going to fit the way we're doing business. And I don't know that this is the last of it. Even, I mean, I know it's not long term because times will change, but even short term, there might be a few things that maybe we want to look harder at. But I think that updating this to the version that he has come up with at this point gives us a great new starting point. And hopefully in the future, when we see these policies that are outdated or incorrect for one reason or another, are more prompt to change them instead of waiting until there's a bunch of them to do. But I think this is a great milestone achievement on this process. Appreciate Brian as the rest of the PSC team for all the work that's gone into it. And so here we are. I don't know if there's other comments on them.
I will just say I just really want to commend staff on their effort on this. Like you had said, Randy, this was a very large endeavor that took a long time. But going back in history, I know that the commission attempted something like this probably about 10 or 11 years ago. And honestly, I think only got less than 10 policies done there as well. So it's a very large endeavor. And when this was set up, I just think it was set up in a very good way where we had a wide mix of staff, whether they're, we had all the subject matter experts, whether they were managers or accounting or, you know, staff underneath who would be impacted with this. Everybody was brought in. All the policies were divided up into areas to almost work on at like a subcommittee level. And then it kind of all bubbled up again to the full committee to try and move some of these policies through. We utilized, whether that be state resources like Office of Management and Budget or other departments as well to make sure that we were in line and we were kind of bringing forward the best practices. So anytime you do a project like this, I think it's always something of you can do it very quickly and maybe not get the best product, or you can take a little more time. Sometimes to get things right, it doesn't always mean it gets done quickly. So, but really, really great job to all of staff. I know that there was a ton of work put into all of this, and I think this is just a very much needed refresh and starting point for us. So great job, everybody who finished this project and got this forward.
I concur. Way to bring it over to the touchdown, Brian and staff. Job well done.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Anything else for discussion? Anything for scheduling? Okay, with that, we are adjourned.